With us this morning is Commissioner Sue Hakes. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
And we had a county board meeting on Tuesday, and a number of things were going on.
Short agenda, long meeting. Seems to be the way we go lately.
Oh, were there some disagreements? Is that what makes for long meetings?
No, there weren't disagreements. There's just a lot going on and a lot of things to discuss.
Even though there's not much on the agenda.
Right,
each one is jam-packed, action-packed.
The agenda items are meaty.
Good. One of the things I wanted to ask about is that, and I read the material on this from the board packet, but veteran service officer contract with the state of Minnesota. The state doesn't want to pay for that anymore.
Well, right. We actually pay $23,500 of it. I don't know what their contribution is. But for the past couple of years, the county has contracted with the state for 16 hours of veteran service officer services. And we pay the state $23,500 for that service. To meet Cook County's needs, the state has hired Clinker, mm-hmm. Clarence Everson, to work with the county. He's the Grand Portage VSO, so it's been a beautiful fit. And he's really served the county well. He's passionate about his job. He loves it. The vets love it. He's giving good service. Grand Portage likes it. The county likes it. It's been a really good arrangement. But we've heard just in the last month that the state does not want to continue that arrangement on a long term. Due to budget cuts, I'm sure they're trying to figure out ways to do it cheaper. And so they've agreed to extend our contract for one more year. And the county agreed to accept that and continue using Clarence Everson as our VSO. But as of July 1st, 2013, we no longer have that. So we are going to spend the next year figuring out how to best serve our veterans. It is state statute that we do that, but more importantly, it's the right thing to do. I mean, I think the county board feels across the board that giving services to our veterans is one of the highest priorities.
So you're currently giving the state $23,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that could go toward whatever instead of going to the state.
Correct.
Stay in the county toward that program. And we don't know how much the state.
I don't. We asked that question yesterday, and I don't know what their full, what it costs to them. But you're right. We would have the $23,500 to put toward hiring somebody. We used to do it on our own, separate from Grand Portage. And you'll probably remember right. Some of the VSOs we've mm-hmm. had in the county. We've been really lucky here. We've had a really good pool of talent and vets to choose from. So we may go back to that model. I don't know. We talked a little bit, too, about trying to continue the relationship and the partnership with Grand Portage, if that's a possibility, because it's worked so well.
But the long and short of it is that the county's going to have to pony up a little more money.
Probably.
There's a couple of public meetings coming up, or meetings that the public is invited to, on the community center.
Yes, July 12th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the Jane Manowski Conference Center, which is at the school. There is a public meeting for the public to come and give input on the community center project. As most people know, the current design attaches the community center to ISD 166 on the west end and will be managed by the YMCA. And we are in the design process right now, and we've had a couple of meetings, and we're having another, and I suspect we'll have more. We would really like input from the public when we roll out these designs as they come forward, as they evolve. And so everyone is welcome to come and take a look at the drawings and give us requests, if you will, or feedback on what they see.
And we will talk with you again and probably talk about the community center.
Sounds great, Jay. Thanks.
We've been speaking with County Commissioner Sue Hakes.